Hello, thank you to pass by my poster. This is a neuroimaging study in cognitive neuroscience in which we are developing a systematic approach to probe a wide variety of mental functions characterizing human cognition and link them to brain systems. And in order to assess what are the functional responses in the brain related to elementary cognitive components, pulling data from multiple tasks is necessary, because usually one single task is not specific enough to isolate fundamental process accurately. Also, studies relying on data aggregation from different sources are very much impacted by inter-subject and inter-site variability, and this poses some challenges regarding generalizability. One possible way to address this problem is through individual mapping, but the resulting topographies have not yet been integrated into functional templates. So, here we are developing an approach based on individual functional atlasing in order to link functional segregation of specialized brain regions to mental functions. And in order to achieve that, we are leveraging the individual brain charting dataset, whose data refer to a fixed cohort in performance of many tasks in a fixed environment. This is task fMRI data, and I shall stress that here we are using high spatial resolution, namely 1.5 millimeters. So, this is an open data set, and both raw data and derivatives are publicly available. And here we are taking the unthresholded Z-maps of all individual contrasts to serve as the basis of our cognitive mapping approach. First, we have synthesized the individual contrasts into latent components, reflecting their common representations using dictionary learning. We have also checked the intra- and inter-subject stability of these components, and we conclude that although topographies are consistently mapped across subjects, part of the variability in the data is explained by individual differences. We also tested whether shared variability between contrasts can be learned by estimating in a cross-validation setting the prediction accuracy of contrasts belonging to one task from contrasts belonging to all remaining tasks. And importantly, we show that if we permute subjects between the train and the test, the proportion of well-predicted voxels decrease. And finally, we demonstrate how cognitive mapping can benefit from knowledge accumulation of contrasts by showcasing the functional characterization of the language network. So come along and chat with me. I'll be available in both afternoon sessions of Monday and Tuesday, 13th and 14th of July, and also through video chat, whose link you can find on the top left of the poster. Thank you for listening.